Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place, and among his own kin, and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deed there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Rejection from the people who knew him for 30 years. We are told Jesus goes back to his hometown of Nazareth. There, his hometown people, with whom he worked, with whom he grew up, they reject him. If this has been a one-time experience, it would have been okay. But according to Saint Mark, this is a pattern. This is a pattern by the sixth chapter of Saint Mark, where we meet the episode of today. There was already kind of rejection from the chief priests, the Pharisees. They have already decided that Jesus should be done away with. He should be completely taken away. In chapter 3, we are told how a couple of family members miss Jesus in Galilee, and they wanted to take control over him and take him home because they thought he's already crazy. So these are all a pattern of rejection that leads to the greatest rejection in the form of the cross. A pattern of rejection is building up, leading to the greatest rejection in the form of the cross. And this rejection of Christ is not something of the past. It is continuous even today. We used to call Christian Europe. We used to call our nation Christian America. What is happening, he says. The spiritual writers talk about the stronghold of evil now. The Christian countries, Christian nation has become a stronghold of evil. Stronghold of evil. Think about our own experience. A couple of kind of patches in our heart where, what do you call, the grace of God cannot take traction.
Somehow we were hiding cars.
In a kind of a rejection of Jesus and his presence is happening in our time, the same pattern that happened 2,000 years ago. And we are told Jesus was amazed at the lack of their faith. Jesus is amazed at the lack of faith. Jesus is amazed. God has become one among us. The mystery of incarnation. The mystery of incarnation. We are all looking for a God who is a celebrity. We want a God who is a star. We want a God who can solve all our problems with his might. We don't like a God who becomes one among us. But the great mystery of incarnation. God coming into our world, taking his presence in order in time and in place. And we are told he could not do many miracles where he experienced rejection. Does it mean that then Jesus is powerless? No, the opposite. Jesus is powerful all the time. What is happening is that reciprocity, the gift of the sacrament, we know the spirit of the sacrament, the power of the Jesus' presence is revealed in each of the sacraments, sacred act. Jesus is present, but unless we open our heart, there's no miracle happening. It is a question of how much we are reciprocating. Faith is a gift that we receive, how we exercise our faith, how we treasure the gift of the Eucharist, how we treasure the gift of the sacrament of healing. How much we can open our heart to his mercy, forgiveness. We also always hear that the power of his word, word of God. Word of God is powerful. But if the word of God is only touches our ears, if it doesn't enter into our heart, the word of God is not going to change anything. The power of his word, the power of the presence, his presence, needs always a response. We are told how Jesus was amazed. We can amaze Jesus also, no? The very presence of you this morning, Jesus can be amazed. There was always a choice for you to take a leap and long hours of sleep today. But you woke up this morning. What in your car, and you are here, Jesus can be amazed at your faith, at your presence. In the gospel, there's another incident where a centurion, a Roman official, he had a problem. His child is gravely sick. He travels to meet Jesus. And then when he is
is in the presence of Jesus, what did he say? Jesus, you don't need to come to my home. You can only say word and my child will be healed.
You don't need to come. You don't need to come. And your Lord Jesus was amazed at his faith. Wow. This is what Jesus responds. Amazed at his faith. This is our opportunity to amaze Jesus with our faith, with our response.
The risen Lord needs Simon and asks a simple question.
Simon, son of Jonah, you do not me. Three times he asks,
and three times he has to say, yes, Lord, I love you. That is an amazing gift of faith to say, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I trust in you.
From the depth of our heart, if we can offer that response. And we have this greater example,
the greatest privileged example of Mary. They said,
this is Mary's son. We know her. No, we have seen her.
That was the way the hometown people of Nazareth was responding. We know her.
We know her cooking meals. We know her drawing water of the world. We know her. And how can she raise a child of divine power? But we approach that Mary through centuries of our understanding, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we call her not just as a woman, the Jesus' mother, but the God's mother. She is a guarantee of our faith, the deposit of our faith. A faith in the Son who is crucified and risen. Her Son who was defeated but conquered. Whose Son can share that story with Paul. When I am weak, I become strong. We heard the testimony of Paul. When I am weak, I am strong. That is the mystery of God's love. That's the mystery of the cross. That's the mystery of the lesson, Christian lesson.
When I am weak, I become strong. When I am weak, I open my heart to God's presence, and God can strengthen me. The great testimony is the cross.
Today, let us ask our Heavenly Mother, who went through all these experiences of sharing weakness, and now she is a glorified mother, to help us, to teach us. To teach us this great mystery. The mystery that amazes Jesus with our faith. And Jesus can say, wow, this is amazement of what Jesus. May our faith continue in the celebration of the Lord.